reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma once more at your service as the host. And then here we have two very dear guests. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So, as the ritual of this program, I would like you to introduce yourself very much briefly.
Yeah, I'm Ali and I'm from India and I'm a student in the holy city of Qom.
Thank you.
And I'm Sayyid Mustafa and I'm also a student here. I'm actually learning psychology here in Hawza. And I've lived in different parts of the world. Originally, I'm from Pakistan.
Thank you very much, both of you, for coming here and for being a part of Back to Reality.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So in Western culture, there is this piece. It's a code, actually. They say the worst vice is advice. So they did not look at advice as a very good or positive thing. It's just in the contrary to what we have in our Eastern culture. Us, we do believe the one who gives us a piece of advice is a respectful person, and that advice is a worthy thing. We value that advice and the person who is giving us that advice. But then maybe in Western culture, or why maybe, it's most of the time we can see that even in their movies. They did not respect the one who offers that advice and the advice itself. They usually say, let me find it my way.
I think what we're really talking about is sort of like how Western values are shaped, you know? And one of the aspects of Western culture is individualism.
Exactly.
Right? For example, parents will tell children that they have to leave the house at the age of 18. And by the way, I've lived in America and New Zealand and other places. So I've seen this firsthand. Like children, like my friends who were like my age, if they were living with their parents, that would be embarrassing for them. Right?
Yeah.
Like if they were 18, they were like, we should be out of the house. We should be independent. So they definitely do not view their elders in the same way that we view our elders.
Exactly. That's
right?
The point. Yeah.
I wouldn't say they're against advice completely, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, of course, they have
so
like consultants.
Eastern culture, Eastern culture.
Right. Yeah, they, just as you said, since they do believe in the idea of individualism, they did not want it from others. They want to find their ways, their own ways. So, brother, what about you?
Actually, there are some core differences between the Western and the Eastern culture. Mm-hmm. So, if you look at the Eastern culture, like mostly the countries, like the subcontinent, and even the, you know, some of the Muslim countries and the non-Muslim countries, they almost have, you know, like kind of same culture.
Right.
And it might also be influenced by the religion. You know, culture is sometimes shaped according to the religion, according
exactly.
to the beliefs of the people.
And generally speaking, we all live with our family until maybe some people live up to an old age even. They live with their families. Still, they have a sense of family.
They respect the
elderly. They respect the elder siblings. Mm-hmm. They would go for such things. Still, we have such concepts. That's why the advice that is coming from the person who's got more of experience is still a worthy issue.
So in the Eastern culture, you know, elders or the more experienced ones are valued. So, you know, you get an advice from the person who has already experienced something, right? Who has already gone through a certain stage.
Yeah.
So you seek advice from them. So, like, usually, maybe in today's world, people are getting influenced by the Western culture. And
exactly.
They're more like, you know, I got my own way to do it. I don't need your advice. But in Islam, Islam has given very much importance to advice. Even the Prophet ﷺ and even the Aima, though they had complete knowledge, they used to seek advice. Why? Just to, you know, teach people about the importance of advice. You know, even in the many battles, Prophet used to take like old people with him, although they wouldn't, they wouldn't have been able to fight.
Right.
But why? Because they're experienced. They know what to do. They know the tricks and, you know, they know different tactics.
We were ordered in the Quran to seek advice. I can't remember which exact verse it is, but we were discussing in the class the other day that we were actually ordered to seek advice, you know, from others.
It's from the teaching of Islam.
The word that we, you know, what we're talking about, the word against individualism is collectivism. Mm-hmm. And that's part of like our culture is that we believe in helping others, living together.
Exactly.
But I would say, unfortunately, you know, this sort of individualistic
perspective
has definitely entered our societies. Like if I go back to Pakistan, for example, you know, our the unit, I would say, used to be not just a family. It used to be like multiple families under the same like person living together.
Joint family,
yeah. But now it's, then that was broken down in Pakistan. I would say it was broken out just the family, okay? People were stopped living together, like every individual had their own family. And now that's not even the case because so many people have like traveled and immigrated. For example, I have family members where every brother is in a different country.
Like yeah,
I
have they're shattered in different continents.
So they're living as individuals, right? So that's one of the issues I would say. It's not only isolated now to the West. It's sort of infiltrated even our culture.
So let's go for a short break and then we'll be back to see the rest of what we're going to talk about.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. You're listening to Back to Reality. I'm Asma, your host, and then Brother Ali and Brother Mustafa are just helping us with the topic, which is advice and the differences between the advice givers in our culture and in the Western culture. Well, up until now, we got that. There's a big difference in culture. The West pretty naturally believes in individualism, whereas it's totally different in our Eastern culture. We do not believe in that individualism in that sense, actually. We up until, even as we get older, we grow older, we live with our family, and still the concept of family is not destroyed totally. We said that, yes, we are maybe due to many reasons. There has been some effect of that individualism, even in our own country, even in our Eastern culture. We're having some hints of that individualism, which is very natural nowadays. But then still, there is too much of a difference. And why we respect advice more than the Western people, it's because we still respect the elderly people. Now, the question is, why advice has been a matter since forever?
I think it only makes logical sense that we seek advice or we seek people who have more experience than us.
No,
right?
You know, I mean, why people do not want that? I mean, it's very good for someone to come and give you an experience of 60 years.
Right. I think one of the issues in Western societies is that they feel that every person should be able to, for example, decide everything for themselves.
Yeah.
Right? For example,
freedom.
Yeah, it's almost like that's why we see even religious values have completely been washed away in Western societies, is because they feel they don't need God to come and tell them what to do.
Yeah.
So how will they ever accept another human being to come and tell them what
exactly
to do, right? They feel like they're being ordered or told what to do, whereas they should have the freedom to do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. I think that's a big issue, is that they don't want their lives to be restricted, right? And elder people a lot of times do restrict people's lives because we've been through it. We know how bad life can be if you leave it
If somebody else comes and decides for you.
Yeah, I think that's a big issue. What do you think, bro?
Yeah, there might be different factors. One might be overconfidence. You know, again, it relates to what brother has said. People might think that, you know, I don't need anyone to guide me. I can guide myself. I'm sufficient for myself. So this can lead people to, you know, not value advice.
I was going to add, though, one other aspect of Western societies is hedonism. Hedonism means the idea that you should seek pleasure from life as much as you can, right? When you want to seek pleasure, you don't want to be told what to do at that time, right? If I tell you, hey, don't do these drugs, like don't drink alcohol, you're not going to want to listen to me if you're in that society. You're going to be, hey, man, I want to enjoy my life.
There's another point to that as well I want you to talk about. Like, the person who's giving the advice also must have some qualification. See, like, for example, if an old person comes to me and tells me something in a nice manner, I would welcome it full-heartedly. But then there's some people who are mean in the way they speak to other people. And the youngsters would not tolerate that. And I think that's pretty much justifiable.
You know, the reason for this is, you know, people or the youngsters believing that, you know, times have changed.
Yeah, that concept.
Yeah, this is the concept. The times have changed. Like, you know, it's the modern world.
Generations gap.
Yeah, the generation gap and it's the modern world. And what has worked for you is not going to work for me.
Exactly.
So I've got to find my own way. So this is the thing, this concept leads them, you know.
But then again, if you're the kind of person who know how to speak to other people, because every single person you're talking to have got their own language. You should go, even the prophets, when they came to human beings, they talked to them with their own language. So you should know how to talk to every specific individual.
I definitely don't believe that we should be taking advice from every elder out there. You know, a lot of elderly people have very sort of maybe incorrect beliefs.
Exactly. Right?
They may be holding on to like dangerous customs and traditions. No one's saying that we should blindly accept the advice of, you know, everyone in society. Even Islam says the person that you're seeking advice from should be a wise person. They should have wisdom.
Yeah.
He should be an expert in that particular matter.
In that field. That's the thing. Islam says you should turn to experts.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think there's necessarily a clash in Western values there. I think the clash comes in the way they view life and not being like told what to do. They want that freedom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So advice is sometimes could work as a miracle in some people's life, because, you know, there has been another person who's been in your situation, and then they're giving you a piece of advice, they're giving you the trick of the trade, just so much free, and then you can make use of it. So technically and naturally, what comes from a wise person is going to help you. But then there are some conditions and situations and qualification for the person. And I guess there are too much of details for giving advice. Not everybody can come and tell you anything they wish to say.
Definitely. I'm actually taking a class just on this topic.
Yeah.
Is how to give advice. It's actually a whole topic in psychology, in Islamic studies as well.
Exactly.
It's how do you do it? Not every single person is qualified to do it, or I don't think everyone should be doing it either.
So basically the advice should be sought from the verified advisors. Like, you know, someone who has experienced the particular thing he's about to, you know, he's about to give a piece of advice. Someone who has gone through this path and who knows the consequences of it.
Exactly. So, and I myself do believe that not everyone you see, you should give them your piece of advice, because sometimes that person is not ready to get any advice. So no matter how much you talk to them, they're going to go their way. So not all occasions are suitable for giving advice to other people. The first ingredient for giving advice to other people is for them to be ready to get that advice. Is for them to be ready to actually listen to someone else's opinion. So there's a lot to advice giving and to the ones who are going to get that advice. And I'm sure it's not going to be covered all in 30 minutes. But this was all the time that we had and all the things that we could share with you in this very limited time. So thank you for staying with us until another session. I just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-alamin, يا رحمن يا رحيم. يا ربي التي ما رايزك لتصي دليلتك وانسكت.